So if you are here for the first time, let us know. Be sure and comment so that we can all welcome you. And if you don't know who I am, my name is Will Bowen. I'm a number one international best-selling author, but I'm actually just a very fortunate person. Back in 2006, I handed out some purple bracelets and invited people to put them on their wrist to take it as an opportunity to try and go 21 days in a row without complaining. And it caught on, to say the least. We have caused to have sent out over 13 million bracelets around the world. And my books have been translated into 35 languages. And we have had over 4 million people read my book. So that's just a little introduction, because I know that we get new people every day, and it was encouraged to me that I share a bit of who I am. Now, what are we doing this morning? Well, the whole idea for me was that I wanted to share with people how to jumpstart their day, how to make their day better. And so today, I want to talk with you about what I am calling the big thing. Now, I sigh heavy when I share this with you, because I want to be fully self-disclosing. And at the same time, I don't want to overshare. So let me just give you a little context. One of my great teachers, Wayne Dyer, said that there is nothing, and I'm going to paraphrase it simply because I don't know it exactly, but I tried to Google it this morning. There is nothing so heavy as an incomplete task. Nothing so stressful as an uncompleted task. Huh. Have you ever noticed how often it is easier to do something than it is to think about and worry about doing it at some point? I do, and I have. I call it the big thing. And I learned this from Wayne Dyer. And this is what I want our takeaway to be from today. And that is that the stress that you are feeling is most likely not about the task, but it's about not addressing the task, not moving forward as best you can with the task. So before I share with you the big thing that I had recently, and which encouraged me to come up with the theme for today, let me ask you, and I'm going to ask you again later, what's your big thing? In other words, it could be something as simple as cleaning out a closet that is overflowing and it has been driving you crazy for a long time, but every time you think about doing it, you get this ugh feeling. Do you ever get that feeling? I do. When you think about doing it, it's going to be so much work. It's going to be so much work. And then you jump in. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Most of the time, you discover that there are going to be problems along the way, and so you are saddled with the opportunity. How's that? Saddled with the opportunity to learn your way through those issues. The best way to move past your problems is to outgrow them. The best way to outgrow them is to face them. So I invite you to ask yourself, what is it? What's my big thing? So let me tell you mine. And I can literally feel the, because I'm really working on body awareness, you know, and being aware of whatever feelings arise in my body as a result of the thoughts and the words that I use. I like this concept, and I invite you to explore it as well. And I've done a lot of jump starts about it. Because we live a loop. So often if our body will tense up, we'll start going, what's wrong? And if we say, what's wrong, our body will tense up. So I'm going through a divorce. It is my third divorce. They don't get easier. I am reading my friend Guy Winch's book. I can't think of the name. It's a great book. Look up Guy Winch. Anyway, I'm reading his book about getting over things like that. because we all need help and encouragement. And I've been going back and forth with my attorney, working to get everything correct in the documentation. And the documentation came to me, and it seemed like everything was correct. Now, because of the pandemic, I'm not able to just run down to my attorney's office or anything like that and sign things. I have to print things off of my printer and then take them down to the UPS store and then get the notary there to notarize it. So it's a little bit of a hassle, but I noticed that in my email inbox, I found myself addressing issues before that, even though this is something, obviously, I just want to move forward. You can't move forward until you move past, you know? And so, obviously, that is true. And yet, there's this feeling, and it's not a feeling like I don't want to move forward. It's a big deal. It's like when I've learned software programs, and I've learned dozens. I tend to end up learning one every couple of months, such that now when I learn something like what I'm using to create, you know, the little invite your friends and family beneath me, and then, you know, put the image right here, I can learn to do those kinds of things. But they seem like a big deal before we do them. Everything seems like a big deal before we do them. So I printed everything out and I read through it. Of course, everything was good. And all I needed to do was take it down there, initial every page, get it notarized, etc. And I set it on the counter. And then we got... What happens with me more than anything? There's a great Pogo quote. I need to have it printed out and put in front of me. And it says, we are surrounded by overwhelming opportunities. We keep getting presented great opportunities to serve people in new ways through coaching, through seminars. I'm putting the final touches on this day-long seminar that I'm going to be doing with some of the biggest speakers in the world. And we keep getting presented with those things. And so I printed everything off, and then I put it on the counter in the kitchen. So I would deliberately, so I would walk by it to remind me. The problem was, every time I walked by it, it reminded me. And what it reminded me was not, hey, remember to go do this, Will. It was, oh, you haven't done this yet. You need to go do this. This is what my ego does. And we all have things like this. And like I said, it can be as big as trying to reconnect with a family member. And you know at some point you're going to want to do it. It can be as daunting as, you know, starting a new exercise program or meditation program or something like that, which always seems like a big thing. It can be anything that's important to you, but for some reason, your ego keeps saying, oh, no, 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 no. Let me go over here. You know what I like to do? Check my emails. I check my emails. That's what I do. Even though I encourage people not to do that, I catch myself doing it. So how's that for self-disclosure? I struggle with that one. I check my emails. So now what I'm doing is I keep a Kindle book on my computer and on my phone. So as I open it, that's the first thing I see. And that's what I focus on. So again, let me ask you, what is your big thing? What is that thing that is hanging over your head? I'm laughing because I know what just went through your mind. Tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong. What just went through your mind is, I got a bunch of them. Well, I tend to feel that way too. And that's why I recommend that you do what I call stabbing your problems with a pen. Stab your problems with a pen. Write down everything you think is a big deal. By the way, if you're not going to take the time to do the stuff, it's not going to work. Okay? The exercise equipment in the closet is never going to do anything. Okay? So take a moment, do what I'm suggesting. You'll be surprised how short it will take you. And write down, what are the big things in my life? Now, don't get to where you're writing down the small things. You know, like for me, I just finished a load of laundry this morning and I need to go in there and fold the laundry at some point. So that's not a big thing. A big thing is, you know, going down and getting all this stuff notarized. So what's your big thing? And let me explain why you need to address it now. You need to address it now. And I'll explain why in just a second.
Hi there, my name is Trish Parr Brandt, and I have been listening to Will's meditations for about 3 months now. And I react less intensely than I used to. So it's really made a difference in my life. I think it's just great.
I realized a while back that there were a handful of things that I was not addressing. And I made the very list that I'm recommending you write out. Now, I took this one step further. And you're welcome to do this, or you can just take my word for it. I then wrote down how long this has been an issue for me, okay? Whatever it was, okay? Like for, let's take the printing out and the reading, the printing out, and the going down to UPS to get notarized, the divorce stuff. That was probably a 7-day period. Now, during that time, as I opened my emails, checked my emails, every time I saw that email with the little red flag, my internal anxiety went a little bit. My ability to breathe and be calm in the moment was gone. And I went, just a little bit, just a little bit. And every time I passed the paperwork on the counter, I would go, just a little bit, all right? But here's the thing. If you take all those little bits of suffering, I'm using the Buddha's word here, of suffering, and then you put those together, you realize that whatever the suffering is that you're going to have to do is not going to be anywhere near the amount of suffering you have by putting the task off. If every time I walk by the counter or every time I open my email, it's a 0.05 and then going down, there's a 0.5, aggregate 7 and addressing it's a 2 or 3, get it done. Get it done. You are literally making it worse and more painful. So what's it going to be? What are you going to do today? And I do mean today. What are you going to do today? What are you going to do today to move forward? I have printed everything off, just so you'll know. I need one more piece of paperwork corrected from my attorney, and then that'll all be moving forward. So, what is it? What's your big thing? And more importantly, what are you going to do to move forward to accomplish it today? Just something. Jerome Johnson. Hey, Jerome. Michelle Doherty is here with us this morning. Ed Wilmont says, one of those incomplete tasks showed up in the mail this morning. Yeah, isn't that kind of amazing how they just show up? Mine is definitely clean out all things that no longer serve me. Imagine you have to. Imagine you just inherited your home, but it's somebody else's, and you need to get rid of all that crap you don't like and you don't think you'll ever use. Get a dumpster if you have to. Get trash bags. You will feel so much better because then you get to add new things that are more you. Let's see, Murchie. Hello, Murchie. Good to see you again. Continue to work on my business. I am a mental health counselor and I am switching to coaching and doing other things. That is wonderful. I look forward to the service you provide to those in our world because we all definitely need coaching. And boy, don't we need help with our mental health right now. It's helping me to put a date that I want the task to be completed. Absolutely, Murchie, that's a very good idea. Be sure and put a date on what you're doing. Remember, a goal without an end date is a wish. A goal without an end date is a wish. So one of the things I try and do is move stuff from the wish category to the goal category by putting dates on something as often as I can. Listen, everybody, remember... Remember, 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 there's nothing more heavy or soul-crushing or painful or stressful than an incomplete task. Get started. That's always the hardest part. And it's never as big when you start as you think it's going to be. Starting is the hardest part. Get started today. Enjoy today, and I'll see you tomorrow. Looking forward to it.